Sunday, March 1. Just barely in time, we decided we could make it to church, rouse the Thornburys, and lit out, arriving at the National City Christian Church about 1 minute to 11. Walking briskly up the steps without that nice George Davis, the minister, even knowing that we were anywhere in his vicinity. Thank goodness, for once, the press wasn't there. We simply walked in, and an usher showed us some seats about halfway down. The sermon, which the Reverend Davis called Whistling in the Dark, was the kind of good oratory, good philosophy, and plain old-fashioned preaching that makes me think I might almost lose Lyndon back to the Christian church when he's gotten fairly close to the Episcopal. When it was over, we went downstairs for the coffee hour. And it's for us, it's certainly no coffee, because as soon as we get down there, we start being greeted by a long line of people, so many of whom identify themselves as having come from Texas that we wonder how there's anybody left at home. It's really a very convivial thing, and I feel quite at home, although the crowd gets pretty thick before Lyndon has greeted enough people to finally feel that he can leave. There was one couple that simply said they were walking around on a weekend's trip to Washington and got lost and decided that they would come into church. Imagine the sort of story they'll take home with them. As we passed the Statler, Thornberry said, "We believe we'll just get out here and go into the brunch that we have a date for, the Texas State Society brunch, honoring Darrell Royal, where he's going to show the movie that tells how Texas became the number one team." And to my chagrin, and I expect the Secret Services, Lyndon said he believed you'd get out and go in with them. Say hello to a lot of folks. It's this sort of thing that bites into his time and energy, and that I think he could do without. I would like a little more saving of ourselves, or rather of himself, a little more discipline, but I don't know how to get it. In the afternoon, there was rest and work. And then at 5:30, we had our Texans come back and see us. The Frank Deniuses again, this time bringing with them Mr. and Mrs. Perry, who had piloted them up here, and Bedford Wynn, who conducted last January, I believe it was, the very successful fundraising dinner for President Kennedy, and the Darrell Royals. We took them down to see the movie, Mr. President, and then after they left, we quickly jumped into a car and drove out to Pierre and Nancy Solinger's home out on Lake Barcroft for a very informal dinner with just the Thornberrys, the Solingers, and us. It was delightful. Their children helped prepare and serve. We sat around and talked about Nancy's pottery. She has a kiln and a wheel, and she makes all sorts of things. Every dish that we ate off of, she had made, as well as many decorative items for the house. And we talked about Mexico, which we both loved. She's a slim, chic, intellectual little girl, and I liked her. The house is one of those spare, modern houses, uncluttered and a bit cold to me, but with a lovely expanse of picture window and a view onto the lake and a good fire burning and the most delicious roast, which Pierre sliced himself, and a huge green salad with the Caesar dressing made right at the table as a sort of a ritual by Nancy. It was the best time I've had with anybody who is really a member of the old Kennedy team and the closest approach to feeling that we were one with them, something that's going to be very necessary in the months to come if this is to work out well for all of us.